Sarah Chapel says she volunteered with the Campaign for the Fair Share Act due to her frustration with the state budget.
I was really distraught by last summer's budget process and the idea that Alaska doesn't have enough money to pay for basic services like education and support for our seniors and our ferry system. It really made me angry.
She felt that legislators were not looking at options for raising revenue. To her, the answer is obvious. The oil industry should provide more funding for state services.
I feel like the oil industry has room to be successful, but still pay their fair share to Alaskans. We are an owner state. The Alaska state constitution guarantees that our resources are managed for the maximum benefit of Alaskans. And right now, we're not getting that benefit.
The Fair Share Act proposes to increase production taxes on the state's largest oil fields. It would also eliminate per-barrel tax credits and increase Alaskans' share of oil revenues as the price of oil increases. The group advocating for the act estimates these changes would bring in an extra $1 billion in taxes. Chapel and other organizers hope to gather enough signatures to put the proposal on next year's general election ballot.
I got the petition maybe 2 weeks ago, and I think 60 signatures. To get a citizens initiative onto a general election ballot, you need 10% of the electorate that voted in the last general election. My understanding is that's about 28,000 signatures.
Those signatures need to be collected by January 21st. But not everybody supports the initiative. This month, a group of business owners and economic development advocates formed a group called One Alaska to fight the ballot measure. They argue that a tax increase of this magnitude will jeopardize oil development projects and make Alaska less competitive economically. They warn that this could result in job loss and less long-term revenue for the state. The Fair Share Act is one of four ballot measures that have been proposed for next year's general election. Other initiatives include moving all meetings of the legislature from Juneau to Anchorage, ranked choice voting, and an education policy reform bill. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.